Here we are.
Yep, finally in our own house. And all I can say is, if that was really quick and smooth, like everyone says, I never want a tricky one.
You can say that again.
Fancy a beer?
Please. Cheers.
Cheers.
You know what this reminds me of?
What, the beer?
No, us here, together like this.
I don't know, picnics on the beach as a kid?
No, Rosemary's Baby.
Well, I wouldn't have got that one.
There's a scene when they've just moved in and they're sitting on the bare floorboard, surrounded by boxes, just like us, and they're having a meal.
And not fish and chips, though?
Probably not. And she says to him, let's make love, you know, sort of christen the place. Of course, it didn't turn out too well for her in the end.
Let's get this straight. Are you inviting me to have wild sex on the floor or impregnate you with the Antichrist? Because, to be honest, I'm not sure I'm up to either.
What bloody good are you, then?
Well, I'm a dab hand at putting shelves up. I'd rather not make a start just at the moment, though, if it's all the same to you.
It will be nice, won't it?
Oh, the shelves? Oh, yeah, we said we'd put them in the chimney alcoves.
No, I mean the house, everything.
Oh, yeah.
Look at all this space. And all our pitiful little bits of furniture. It's not as if we can afford to go out and just buy everything tomorrow. Not with that thumping great mortgage.
No, well, I'm glad we can't. It's no fun doing it that way. We'll do it a room at a time, like we agreed. And in the meantime, even if it doesn't look like a spread in Hello magazine, it'll still be our home, won't it?
And it will be fun. Although I suspect you and I have rather differing ideas about interior design. I prophesy stormy times ahead.
Well, that's all part of the fun as well.
If you do want a christening ceremony, I'm game.
You're on. Let me just finish my beer.
Oh,
no, that's uncalled for. Now, there's vinegar there, isn't there?
What on earth can that be? Surprise!
Maria!
I'm sorry, I know it's absolutely outrageous to visit the day after you've moved in, but I just couldn't wait to see it. I promise I won't stay long. This is for you. Happy housewarming.
It's very kind of you to give me your baby, but I think you might miss him after a day or two.
Oh, good grief, Toby, what is your mother doing? Come back here and we'll start again.
Too late, I've got him now. You put the flowers and water and the kettle on.
Fair enough. Ooh, I like it so far.
Wait till you see the dining room. It's got the most amazing fireplace.
I love it. It's a really nice house. You'll both be very happy here, I can sense it.
I hope so.
Well, here's to you and Paul. Cheers.
Cheers. So how are things with you? I've been so busy with the move and everything, we haven't had a proper chat in ages.
Oh, we're fine. Richard and I are getting an average of 4 hours sleep a night. I'm behind with work, and Emily will only answer to the name of Tinky Winky.
Oh, as normal, then.
Oh, pretty much.
What news on the nanny front?
I can't believe how long it's taken. But finally, we've got someone, and she starts next week.
Who did you decide on in the end? Not the one with the hair and the teeth.
Oh, heavens no. Not that it was the hair and the teeth I objected to. It was
everything else.
Yes. The one we've gone for, she's young. But she seems very mature and very capable, and she's got good references, and I think she'll be okay.
You don't sound convinced.
No, I don't, do I?
What are you anxious about?
Well, it's always a worry, leaving your children in the care of a stranger. But there's nothing about her I can actually put my finger on, and at least I'll be around. Well, it's not as if I'll be out of the house from 8 in the morning to late at night with no idea of what's actually going on.
Oh, no chance of her throwing wild parties or running up your phone bill, then.
No, but there are worse things than that.
You don't mean she might feed them white bread and read them Enid Blyton?
You know, you sound awfully like Richard at times.
Oh, well, Richard talks good sense. At times.
Oh, I must go. Let you get on with opening boxes and hanging pictures. Paul's back at work, I take it?
He's only gone in for a couple of hours. He'll be back later to make a start on measuring up for those shelves.
My, how industrious.
Oh, he doesn't know it yet.
Oh, it's not too bad today. Just one charity appeal and my final numbers for the Reader's Digest draw.
What, the final numbers?
Nope, just interim final numbers. Did you have a good night?
Well, not bad, actually. Cutting my losses and decamping to Emily's room straight away paid off. The only dodgy moment was around 4 a.m. when that horrible duck thing quacked the first few bars of Singing in the Rain.
Somebody in the neighbourhood must have turned on Sky Movies.
I thought we took the batteries out.
She pleaded.
Ah.
Where is Emily?
Upstairs in your office.
Not playing with a computer.
It's all right, it's not switched on.
But that's not the point. She sticks post-it notes into the disk drive.
Oh, I didn't know.
I'll go and now... No, blow it. I'll just finish this cup of tea first. The damages are probably already done. Two more minutes won't make any difference.
Just think. This time next week we'll have a nanny to take care of all that stuff.
Not at 8:03 in the morning, we won't.
Well, no, but generally...
Yes, generally.
What's up? You're not having second thoughts about her, are you?
No. She was definitely the best of the bunch.
But?
Well, there isn't a but.
Good.
Well, I suppose there is.
Oh.
Well, it's just the idea of having someone in the house who's, well, a servant, in a way.
Oh, hardly.
Well, isn't she? Well, she's a paid employee who works in the house. That sounds like a type of servant to me.
Servants are butlers and major domos and under-house parlourmaid's knee or what have you, not nannies.
Well, it's all very well for you. You won't be around much. But I'm not sure about the protocol. What do I call her? And what does she call me? Is it okay to ask her to do the children's washing, or is it okay to ask her to make me a cup of tea now and again? If I have a friend round, Ruby, say, for a coffee, do I invite her to join us, or would it be rude to scoot off to the sitting room? And how do I play this?
Well, I think we should call her Nana. She should call you Mrs. Reynolds, or Ma'am, or better still, Your Ladyship, and I think we should build a separate nursery wing so that she never has any reason to come into the rest of the house. The children, too, come to that.
You're beginning to get on my nerves.
For God's sake, call her Emma.
Well, seeing as her name's Eva, that's not a fantastically good start.
And as for the rest, we'll play it by ear.
It's all very well, but I think it's important to start as you mean to go along. After all, it is a professional working relationship, and some boundaries are appropriate.
Look, why not write a job description and give it to her on the first morning? That way, anything she doesn't like, she can say so, and you can sort it out between you.
Oh, that's good.
And I think you're right about keeping it all professional. After all, you can always get friendlier as you go along. It's very hard to get unfriendlier if you find you need to without seeming unfriendly.
Somewhere in there was something that made a lot of sense.
Thank you.
Oh, I'm determined to get this right. I must remember, I'm not this woman's best friend. She doesn't even have to like me, so long as she respects me and likes the children.
And she did seem to, didn't she?
Well, she seemed perfectly natural and kind with them both, but then you'd hardly spit on them if you were after a job, would you?
What's that noise?
What noise? Is that the... Oh, no! She's only learned how to turn the printer on.
I think it's splendid.
Do you really?
I do, I certainly do. That old fireplace in the dining room is incredible. You just don't see them like that anymore. I'm surprised Maria didn't try and slip it in the pram and take it home with her.
I would have done if I'd had my chisel with me.
It's a very nice house. There's also loads of potential. For instance, I'll tell you what I'd do if I lived here. I'd put some shelves up in those recesses. Gives you tons of storage space without cramping up the room.
What a very good idea.
All right. I said I'd get round to it.
That was 4 days ago.
You mean you've been here 4 whole days and not done it yet? What are you young people coming to? I'd have expected you to paper the hall, renovated the staircase and stripped all the floorboards by now.
Oh, that reminds me of something I saw on Homefront. Oh,
don't you watch anything else.
Oh, go and rehang a door or something, you two. Make yourselves useful. I want to talk to Ruby anyway. We've only got about 45 minutes before our babysitting tokens run out.
Oh, what happens then? Does she turn into a pumpkin or something?
No, worse. She turns into someone you owe a favour to. Come on, let's leave them to it. Show me to the billiard room.
Certainly. This way, old man. And would you take a glass of Madeira?
Depends where you want me to take it.
I want to run this job description past you. Okay. Tell me if you think it's okay or if I've missed anything out. Okay, here we go. Look after children between hours of 9 and 5:30. Collect Emily from nursery using family car. Prepare her lunch. Tidy up. Do both children's washing. Take children to park whenever weather permits. Occasional shopping. Daily care to include singing, reading and playing games. Accompany both children to birthday parties, swimming trips and special outings. Monitor television watching. Guard word processor and encourage the eating of fruit.
Is it usual for nannies to do the children's washing?
I think so. After all I'm asking you to do is bung the clothes in the machine and switch it on.
That does seem reasonable. I don't know. It sounds fine to me, but isn't there a danger that something you think is so obvious it's not worth putting down turns out to be a stumbling block because it's not in the contract?
Like what?
I don't know. Change Toby's nappies?
Oh, surely I needn't put that in. That's so obvious. It's insulting to her.
I'm just making the point. I know. Have a catch-all phrase so that anything she balks at, you can say is covered by that miscellaneous clause.
What, like, and anything else I ask you to do?
No, I think it has to be a bit more specific. How about all day-to-day requirements of baby and childcare?
Hmm. That's still a bit vague, isn't it? I mean, some people would consider hosing down an entire kitchen with Detox to be a minimum daily requirement. And other people seem to think dressing their children in matching frilly outfits to go to B&Q is a necessity.
She'll soon figure out that kind of stuff isn't high on your list of priorities.
She will.
What about clothes, though?
What about them?
What do you expect her to wear?
Heavens, I don't know. She looked like a winter person to me.
You know, I've seen loads of my tutor's nannies, and their gear ranged from full Norland uniform through pink nylon overall to rah-rah skirt and white stilettos.
I don't mind if she turns up in a grass skirt and a top hat. I don't even mind if she leaves toys all over the floor, dumps the washing up in the sink and lets them eat mint Aeros all day long, just so long as she's kind.
My tutor used to say that. At first.
What do you mean?
Well, she started off with all these tolerant attitudes and high ideals. After a while, the niggles set in. Like, she's used all the milk. She's never off the phone. And, of course we want you to have your meals with us, Helga, or Zoe, or Aliki, whoever. But then after a while, it's, we can't ever talk freely. She's always there.
Oh, dear.
But you're nothing like her. Don't worry. I'm sure it'll all work out fine.
Good morning.
Oh, hello. Eve, isn't it?
Eva.
Come on in.
Eva! You're here already.
Yes, well, you know, first day and all that.
Yes, lovely. Thank you. Would you like a cup of tea?
No, thank you. If you'll show me where to hang my coat up, I'll make a start.
Right then. Yes, Richard?
This way. This way. Can't stop, I'm afraid. I'm just off. But I'm very glad I saw you before I went. I hope you'll be very happy with us.
Thank you, Mr. Reynolds.
I'll call me Richard.
Well, I prefer Mr. Reynolds, if you don't mind.
No, not at all. Whatever makes you happy. All right if I call you Eve?
My name's Eva.
Eva. Sorry, Eva. Right. Well, goodbye, Eva. Have a good day, and bye, darling.
Bye. Well, Eva, come on through. As you're so early, you can take Emily to nursery, if you like. Or you can stay home with the baby. Which would you prefer?
Why don't I just take the baby with me? That way you can get straight on with your work.
Oh, well, that would be very kind.
Oh, not at all, Mrs. Reynolds. It's my job. It's what I'm paid to do.
Right. Well, thank you. Let me know if you need a hand. Or anything? Hello?
Hello, it's me. How's it going?
Fine.
Sure?
Yes.
Good start, I thought.
Calling her the wrong name, you mean?
No, I mean, she made a good start, turning up early like that. Very good first impression. Nice to see a bit of keenness.
I suppose.
You don't sound very impressed.
Well, it caught me on the hop a bit.
I don't understand you. What's the point of employing a nanny and then doing everything yourself before?
It's not a case of doing all the work. It's about empowerment and being in control of a situation. And some of it's about not being made to feel superfluous in your own house and family.
So what was that? I didn't catch
Nothing,
the last bit.
Nothing. Doesn't matter. She's coping well, and I'm making the adjustment.
So long as you're okay.
I'm fine. See you tonight.
Okay, bye.
Bye. And I am getting a lot of solid work done. Come in. Oh, Eva, there's no need to knock on the door. Come straight in.
Mrs. Reynolds, I can't seem to settle the baby. I'm not familiar with his schedule yet. Is it time for his feed?
Oh, we don't really have a schedule. If he's hungry, he has a feed. Come on then, Toby Lerone. Come to Mummy.
Oh, you're still feeding him yourself?
Oh, yes.
Isn't he a bit old?
No. Emily wasn't weaned until after her first birthday.
Oh, good heavens. I have to say, it makes it rather difficult for me to do my job.
What do you mean? I'd have thought it made it easier for you. No formula, no sterilising, no pacing around trying to get him to have a nap. Ooh, he goes out like a light after a good session.
I'm afraid I will need to interrupt your work quite often during the day.
Well, that's okay. I'll call you when he's finished. It'll give you a chance to look over the job description and see if you're happy with it.
Very well. I've read the job description, Mrs. Reynolds.
Yes?
It all seems to be in order except one thing.
Yes?
Toby's nappies.
Oh, Ruby was right.
Sorry?
Nothing. I was just... What were you going to say, Eva?
Well, it's just... I haven't used these terry toweling nappies before.
Oh, I see. Well, I did explain at the interview why I used them and why I would prefer to continue.
Well, I know you did. I do remember. I just wondered if you would allow me to use disposables during the day.
Well, I can see you're not happy, but I... Well, that is we. That is Mr. Reynolds and myself both feel quite strongly about this. And, on reflection, no, I don't think I would be comfortable with that arrangement.
Oh, very well.
Are you okay with that?
Yes.
Is it that you don't like washing them?
Oh, no, it's not that. It's just... I don't know how to do them.
Right. Well, don't worry about that. I'll show you. If I can get the hang of it, anyone can.
The master has returned.
Aha.
Tell Jarvis I'll have a bath before dinner and bring me the 24-year-old whiskey. If he can't find any of that, just bring me a 24-year-old.
Had a good day, by any chance?
Oh, not bad. How about you?
Mine was very like a curate's egg.
Scrambled?
Good in parts.
Ah, and the parts that weren't so good?
Were interesting.
Oh, well, that's not as bad as bad.
No, but a bit unsettling.
Ah. On the good-bad continuum, I see unsettling is nearer bad than good.
Yes, but the needle's by no means in the red.
Good. And what about Emily? Is she unsettled, interested, or plain scrambled?
A little bit of everything.
How did she get on with Eve?
Eva.
Eva.
All right, I think. I didn't get much opportunity to see them in action together.
So, what did she say about Eve?
Eva.
Eva. God.
She said she liked her earrings.
Oh, well, that's a start, isn't it?
Time will tell. But I'm cautiously optimistic. And in a funny sort of way, I think this could be a very good experience for me.
Well, that was the whole point, so you could concentrate on your writing.
No, I don't mean that. I mean, I really am having to sustain a relationship with someone that's not on the basis of her thinking what a nice person I am.
I see.
And I can cope with the fact that this girl probably doesn't like me. And 10 or even 5 years ago, I wouldn't have been able to tolerate that. I'd have had to make her like me somehow. In some incredibly appropriate way, like buying her a present or giving her the day off or buying disposable nappies. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Some of it. Although why you'd have wanted a nanny 5 years ago before we had children does escape me slightly.
Oh, she would have come in handy with the students.
Well, that's true. I mean, Eve would...
Eva!
Eva would certainly have licked Paula into shape, wouldn't she?
Burke, Richard.
So when are you going to make a start?
The weekend.
Which weekend? Not the one just gone, obviously. Are you speaking of next weekend? Or had you in mind the third weekend after Pentecost in the 25th century?
Yeah, about then, I thought.
Oh, you drive me insane.
You still love me, though, don't you?
I give up.
Well, that's good news.
There's some more news, but I don't know if it's good or bad.
Tell me more, you mysterious and enigmatic creature of the night.
If you're trying to get me to cook dinner tonight, you can think again.
Oh.
Here, this postcard came for you this morning.
Let's have a look. Dear Paul, reckon I ought to check out your new abode. Expect me Thursday, we'll catch up on old times. Dave. Dave? Oh, no.
Who's Dave?
Oh, he's my cousin. He's daft as a plank. He's the black sheep of the family.
I thought that was you.
Well, yeah, I suppose. Actually, you're right. He's not bright enough to be bad. He's more like the...
The village idiot of the family.
Well, no, he's not even that. Well, he just lives on another planet. Oh, he's always making daft jokes. He's always got some harebrained scheme on the go. And he can talk the hind leg of a donkey jacket.
Now, who does that remind me of?
Oh, I don't know. Someone at work?
Oh, please. He hasn't said what time he's coming on Thursday. Neither of us will be back from work much before 7.
Oh, that's typical of Dave, that is. He'll either turn up at 11:30 in the morning and be amazed that no one's in, or he'll finally stroll in at 11:30 at night.
He better not.
Well, anything's possible with our kid.
Where's he coming from? I don't mean that in a hippie sense. I mean, where is he at the moment?
Oh, God knows. Manchester, Marrakesh, Mars. All equally possible, all equally likely.
The postmark's Luton.
Luton? Oh, that's a new one.
Paul, he's not staying, is he? With us, I mean.
Well, the night, yeah. I mean, he'll have to, won't he? After all, it's a long way back to Manchester. Or Luton.
We're hardly in a position to have people to stay. Well, so long as he doesn't mind sleeping on the floor.
No, he's used to it. He probably couldn't cope with a real bed anymore. He'd be like the princess and the pea.
I thought she was really rude. A real princess would say, yes, I slept very well, thank you, most comfortable.
Well, that's the thing about fairy tales, isn't it? They're all barking mad when it comes down to it, and so very unlike the home life of our own dear queen.
Some of them are quite nice. The Frog Prince, for instance. Although, mind you, the princess doesn't come out too well in that one either. And I hate all those ones with passive women lying around in comas, waiting for the prince to come and wake them up.
Well, I take your point, but aren't they all heavily imbued with imagery and symbolism, and are really a metaphor for the soul's yearning for completion, as expressed through the anima and animus principle?
Paul?
Yeah?
Have you been possessed by alien beings?
Not that I know of. Why?
Well, it's like this. It looks like you, and it even smells like you. But it sure as hell doesn't sound like you. Okay, where did you leave your body pod?
Actually, come to think of it, there was a bit of a funny incident last week. Bright lights, howling wind, 10 minutes that I couldn't account for. Oh no. I know what that was now.
An episode of The X-Files?
Yeah, got it in one. Actually, if you think about it, there is a very, very simple explanation.
Oh! You've been talking to Maria.
Yes, she explained all this stuff to me. I'd no idea. I thought they were just fairy stories, although there aren't many fairies in them.
No, drippy princess tales would be more accurate.
So anyway, about Dave. Don't worry about offering him any lavish hospitality. He wouldn't know what to do with it if it came up and bit him on the ankle. We'll just sling him a bag of chips and a sleeping bag and he'll be fine.
It seems a bit casual if he's been travelling.
Oh, it's better than he's used to. Don't worry, Ruby. He'll think this is a palace. He'll be delighted if we let him kip on the floor instead of in the garden. He's mad, I tell you.
Come in. And don't bother knocking next time.
I thought I'd let you know I'm back, Mrs. Reynolds.
Oh, good. How was the supermarket?
Well, it was all right. I got all the fruit and vegetables you said and the free-range eggs, but there were no organic mushrooms. Sold out.
Oh, right. Well, thank you. Not to worry.
I'll start preparing Emma's lunch now.
Okay. Oh, Eva?
Yes?
I was wondering, could I interview you sometime for my book?
Your book?
Yes. It's called Women and Food.
What's it about?
Well, it's about women and their relationship to food and eating and their own bodies. And there's stuff on dieting and breastfeeding and eating disorders. It's fairly wide-ranging, as you can see, only it's very useful to talk to younger women, so I'd be really grateful if you'd say yes. Well, it wouldn't take long, and it would be in my time, obviously, not yours. And if I were to include any quotes from you in the final draft, I'd guarantee that I wouldn't use your real name. It would be entirely confidential.
Oh. It's not a novel, then?
No. Well, if you'd rather not, that's quite all right. It's entirely up to you.
I'll think about it, if that's all right.
Yes, of course. Oh, I hope that's not someone trying to sell me cheap gas again. Hello, Ruby.
Just passing. Thought I'd come and say hello.
Oh, come on in. Time for a cup of tea?
I wouldn't say no.
Come on through to the kitchen. Eva, this is my friend Ruby.
Hi.
Hello.
I'm just going to make some tea. Would you like some, Eva?
No, thank you, Mrs. Reynolds.
All right, we'll go through to the sitting room. Would you be kind and let me know when the kettle's boiled?
Of course.
Just passing my Aunt Fanny.
I know, I admit it. She and nosiness. So how's it going?
Oh, it's all right.
She's very,
Yes, isn't she?
What does Piglet make of it all?
Well, as far as I know, she's perfectly happy. But then it is only day four.
And are you perfectly happy?
I have no reason not to be. Eva is unfailingly polite, punctual and punctilious.
But?
Oh, there really isn't a but. It annoys me a bit that she set the tone for our relationship, but part of me is also quite relieved. I'm sure there are thousands of mums who give their eye teeth to have a nanny as trustworthy and reliable as her. Any little quibbles I might have are completely irrelevant, really.
What sort of little quibbles?
Here's your tea, Mrs. Reynolds.
Oh, Eva, I didn't expect you to do that.
It's no trouble.
Oh, thank you very much.
Yes, thank you. Does she always knock on the door before she comes in?
Every time. It's one of the little quibbles.
What does she think you're doing behind closed doors?
Heaven only knows. Witchcraft, probably. She seems to find me dangerously new age.
Well, don't we all? But she needn't bring me into it. Still, I must say, it's nice to be waited on now and then. Look, she's even put out a plate of biscuits.
I know.
Her heart's in the right place. I just wish she felt more comfortable around me.
Don't you mean you wish you felt more comfortable around her?
I suppose I do.
It's freezing in here, isn't it?
I know. Once the sun moves, the temperature plummets. It's a nice room in the evening, but in the day it's distinctly cheerless. So much cosier in the kitchen.
Don't you mean the servants' hall, Lady Reynolds? You can always escape round to us if it gets a bit much. In fact, if I were you, I'd make a point of dropping in on Friday. Paul's taking time off to entertain his cousin Dave.
I've never heard him mention a cousin Dave.
No, well, you wouldn't. Paul finds him a bit of an embarrassment.
Very straight, is he?
I didn't get that impression, no. In fact, I rather think he might be a chip off the old baker.
Oh, surely not. There can't be another one like Paul on the loose. Can there?
Paul?
Mm.
Paul!
What?
It is 1:15. I'm going to bed.
OK, I'll be up in a bit.
You're not staying up. He obviously isn't coming.
Well, you never know. He might have been delayed. I wouldn't want to not hear him.
For goodness sake, I've got to be at work by 8.
Oh, no, that must be him now.
Finally.
All right, Dave.
Hey,
I haven't got some money. What? No, I haven't got much. Hang on. Right. Rube, have you got any money?
Money?
Yeah, for the taxi. I've only got a few quid and some change.
How much is it then?
£30 should do it. Good evening. You must be Rube.
I'll go and sort it.
Ah, we have heard much of your beauty, and I thought it was mere hyperbole. Now I see that it was, in fact, an underestimation.
Oh, dear God, it's a clone.
Right, that's that done. How come it took you this long, Dave?
Oh, sorry, mate. Yeah, it took me hours to hitch. Couldn't get a lift past Oxford. Had to get a cab in the end.
Oxford? I thought you were in Luton. Oh, never mind, you're here now.
Nice place.
Yeah, it's all right, isn't it? Yeah. If you're still here at the weekend, you can help me put some shelves up. But, no, I don't suppose you'll be sticking around that long, eh? You'll be off on your travels, hitting the road, riding off into the sunset?
Actually, I was wondering, that is it. Would it be all right if, can I stay with you two for a while? It's not long, you know, just till I get myself on my feet. I've had a bit of a row with me folks and me girlfriend and the people at the DSS, but you know, it's all right because there's this band that me and my mate are getting together. It's going to be great.
Right.
No, it's not going to be for long, right? It's basically to get, you know, myself on my feet.
That was Rent, written by Lucy Flannery. Maria was played by Barbara Finn, Richard by Patrick Barlow, Ruby Vivian Rochester and Paul Dave Lamb. We also heard Sarah Parkinson and Toby Longworth. The producer was Liz Anstey.